Hi, Steven.
Hey, Evan.
Hey, man, how are you doing today?
All right, how are you?
I'm pretty well. Starting off my week with a kick, I will say. Had a pretty good weekend as well. How about you, man?
Just fine, yeah.
Good. Yeah, so did
Sorry,
you
I
get
missed
a
you.
chance? Yeah, all good. I assumed you're just busy, man. Being a business owner, it's part of the deal. I'm happy you called me back though. Did you get a chance to look over like the things I sent? Did anything come to mind, like any questions or anything?
I mean, so really the main things that come to mind, the number one thing actually is, so I answered a robocall, right? Like that's, I just happened to answer the phone, right? Because it
Right.
was a local number. It was coming through as a local phone number, which, you're not. And so part of me is a little bit hesitant because, well, just for that, like it's one thing when I'm reaching out to a company, right? It's another thing when it's like, it's a robocall and like even when you called me the other day, it came through as a phone number that's relatively near me, right? At least a part of middle
Right.
Tennessee that I know, right?
Yeah, we use that. It's called a VoIP system, and it's essentially like to keep us out of trouble. 'Cause with this, I mean, our whole way, pretty much that we reach out is going to be exactly through that, just through cold calls. 'Cause people don't really seek after it like this. Even the sense of it being a really established industry, people don't just seek after marketing companies as much as they should. So that's why we reach out like that. And if we used our main line, which we only use for our actual clients, like once you are on board, there's only one line that you call us from, how we call you. But before that, we don't use it because if we're reaching out continuously, making these cold calls and using that same number, if someone gets dissatisfied, which is honestly like half of our bad reviews, if not 75% of them, are people who we cold call in the middle of their workday and they get mad about it. And they'll report that number. And if they reported our direct line, then we would actually get that line restricted and then we're SOL. As for using those VoIP systems, it not only shows up in their local area, but it keeps us out of trouble of getting marked as spam or spoof. So that's the sincere reason why we do it. I kind of get the drawback off of that it's a local number. It's kind of sketchy that we call you up, but in full transparency, it's just to keep us out of trouble.
So tell me about some of the negative reviews out there where people are saying it took them
Yeah.
3 months to get my website up and it took them whatever, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Setting up multiple addresses to ensure Google guarantee and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so they're broken into three separate things from what I've seen. And like I'm gonna say almost all of them are under these three categories. First of which is exactly like I said, those cold calls. Business owners get really pissed about it because it's in the middle of their day. Their
Honestly,
time is precious.
I dismiss those reviews because that if you haven't done business with them, then well, screw off. I don't want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah. And then the other two are people we've done business with. One category are people that we didn't reach out to. They actually found out about us from one resource or another, got us on board, got them representing them, but the fact of the matter is they're in really rural areas. So we give them that exposure. We do everything we say we're going to do, but the fact of the matter is there's no work in their area. There's not a demand for it. There's no jobs to actually come through. And those are the people that we don't even reach out to. Before we reach out to somebody like you, we do our own due diligence. We look into the area. We're able to see the market trends and really to see overall if there's actually jobs to be had before we even feel comfortable with calling out there. So you're not in that category. And the only other one that you could potentially fall into, but it's completely essentially on you, are these people who we get on board. We sign them up and everything. They pay us. But then once we get on board with them, they don't talk to us. Like, we'll have issues even getting them, like, doing our onboarding process with them. Like, they'll prolong it instead of doing it the next day. They'll make it go on for, like, 2-3 weeks before we even have first touch with them. Yeah. And then once things come around, we gave them a timeline initially, like I told you, about, like, a month, month and a half when they'll see the results. And they come back to us like, hey, why isn't this happening? Why is it? Well, we've been trying to contact you so we could get what we can – what we need to actually do it, and then it falls in our laps like we've done something wrong, when the fact of the matter is we just haven't had the chance to talk to them. So if we have fluent communication with you, if we reach out to you like I have with you and what we have and the whole reason we're on the phone, as long as we have those two things together, we'll hit our mark every single time.
Okay. And then there's no contract. I'm not committing to, sorry, dude. In the fine print here, it says if you stop after 3 months or 6 months or whatever, if something happens, you know, then you're kind of screwed because you're paying for whatever, right? Like, I know it said it in the email, but just verify.
Before 3 months, before 3 months, we do an offboarding charge. If it's anything after that, we don't do it, but we just do that offboarding charge in full transparency as kind of a deterrent to at least let us get an adequate amount of time to show you the result. Because with these things, they're not like a flip of the switch type thing.
I just made that number up. Sorry, that was just.
No, it's cool. It's perfectly fun.
Just about anything. Like any marketing I've done, it's like, if you don't give it 3 to 6 months, like, you're not even giving it time to do anything. Like, you have to just, there's some things that take a little bit of time just because it's just the way it is.
That's the only penalty that's associated with
it. Yeah. And what is that penalty?
It's like 50 to 99 bucks just to offboard you, depending if we create that website for you, just to make sure that everything that we're transferring back into your ownership is correctly put there, because we're going to take our time and really make sure everything's correctly there. But if you give us 3 months, I've personally never ran into anybody when they give this that amount of time to go, like those 90 days. It's generally not something that they want to get rid of, just because it not only pays for itself, but it's just bringing enough work where it just doesn't have any benefit of doing without it.
Yeah. And then again, just to make sure that I'm clearly understanding and clearly reading what was in the email you sent in terms of the package, $549. I know the first month is slightly different than that, but let's say not that first month, say starting in the second month.
Mm-hmm.
That $549 pays you $149 to do your just back end, just management.
Right.
$300 of it literally pays for $300 worth of Google ads.
Correct. Directly to it.
And $100 of it pays Facebook, Meta, whatever, to do literal ads on Facebook, targeted ads.
Directly to that, so those last two are directly to your budget, and then that $149 is essentially just a management fee.
And then what about Instagram? Really, it's Facebook, Instagram, that's kind of the only
if you have your Instagram connected to your Facebook, those ads will also show up on your Instagram as well.
Gotcha. And then what if, because I haven't done this, I told you, like, my social media was my wife doing it, right? And she had to set up she had to connect her Instagram, because you had to have, like, something connected to it in order for it to write.
Yeah, you have to have your own personal Instagram before you can make a business Instagram. They won't just let you make a business one. That's how they prevent, a lot of, spam and, scammers.
Oh, sure, yeah. So would it be better, could you use hers, or would it be better for me to set up a new one personally Like, should we use the one that's already existing, or should we start a new one?
I mean, if you already have an existing Facebook up and running, we might as well just use that and not complicate things so we could get things going as soon as possible.
But what about Instagram?
Instagram, same thing goes. If she already made a business Instagram for you, I mean, might as well just not prolong or complicate things. Okay. Just use that one. We have no issue with that.
Yeah. And then, so I told you my company's a franchise and there would be some kind of interaction. If you were doing something to my website, like you would have like a back end kind of
doorway
or
it's called
right.
Yeah, it's called DNS. It stands for Domain Name Servers. And to put it in layman's terms, it's essentially just the back end that rules all and controls all at the end of the day for any website. And what we do is essentially go there, put two separate files, essentially two lines of code in there. Does not affect the functionality of the website or anything like that. It just lets us program it so we can have you show up on these listings.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then, so I know at least in previous conversations I've had with people that do a lot of digital marketing and stuff, one guy advised me once about, Google's detection of what they call, I think it's white hat and black hat. There's some contrast, like white and black activities where the white hat stuff Google gives priority to, like, yep, this is exactly right. And black hat is like, Google's like, I don't know about that, or we're going to flag that, or no, we don't want you to do that. I'm assuming all of, like, you aren't trying to somehow game. I mean, it's all a game because Google changes the rules all the time, so you have to figure out what the game is. But, but meaning I don't have to have concerns that, well, great, because you're going to have ads flagged because you're whatever. It's not compatible with this or that.
Yeah, nothing like that. Yeah.
Recently, I've had Google email me and say, hold on. I've got one right here. I'll get an email from Google, and it says, like, ads not approved. Here it is. I got one on Wednesday. It's from Google Ads. It says campaign and Franklin, and it has that you know, however many digit number, and it says ads, disapproved one ad, and it says malicious software. Like, what the heck? Why am I getting stuff like that, right? And then
I
get them all over
that.
There's another one. These all came on Wednesday. Anyway, so I just want to make sure, like,
none of that's going to happen with us. We actually really try to veer away from that stuff just because of us being a premier partner of them for so long. We really want to stay out of any like issues and possibly putting our partnership in jeopardy. And then on top of that, we're just trained properly. We have so much of a catalog with these people and just so many doors we know not to go through that will end up exactly in that we'll never put you in that position where you're like getting these emails like you're doing something wrong. That happens a lot because these companies like want to represent everyone, so they do everybody through like the same servers and IP addresses that they're using, but maybe they're not doing something wrong with you, but someone that they're servicing, they're maybe cutting some corners so they can actually provide it. So like I know people like Botox and like that do med spa stuff, just off the top of my head, I'm giving an example. They're not essentially allowed to do certain marketing on Google. So I know companies out there that will do certain things like that are a little bit shady, not entirely correct, just to get them onto there. So maybe they're doing something like that with another client. And because they're using the same IP addresses, they're getting flagged and naturally you're getting flagged too.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I had a guy a long time ago before I went with Kite. Actually, okay, back up. Kite was the first company back in like 2016. I started with them, it may have been 2015, I don't remember how long. Anyway, and then this other guy that I knew, he had a marketing company. He called me and he was like, hey, I'm helping some of the franchisees with their marketing stuff. If you don't want to go with, you know, Kite, he's like, I do it. Here's what my pricing is and blah, blah. Well, his pricing was really good. So I was like, okay, yeah, sure. We'll just switch over. So I had him for a few years and it was, you know, a lot of the same, like, I don't even know what I should expect from results because it just seemed like I got a lot of chunk and a lot of stuff that just didn't seem to work out or whatever. He told me, he's like, you don't need to be advertising. This is several years ago. He's like, you don't need to be advertising on Facebook. He said, because unless you're spending $5,000 a month or more on Facebook, you're not going to get any results. And so I was like, well, dang, I don't want to spend $5,000. Yeah, I don't need to spend that much. So no. I had Facebook totally turned off back then. Okay. So
yeah.
Then I went to, this other group, another guy that I knew, again, through Enhance, like, you know, this other guy that he actually used to work for Enhance. He used to be like in corporate Enhance and he was like, hey, we've got a little, you know, side business here in digital marketing. I've got some programmers, whatever, and you know, we'll only charge you this much. So I switched over to him. Dude, it was just like Keystone Cops. I don't, you're probably not old enough to know that reference, but Keystone Cops, like years and years ago, like back in the 1920s, there it was like this comedy group that
filmed
silent film, and they would, it was all a lot of physical comedy, like a bunch of cops running around and hitting each other with ladders and doing all kinds of stuff, right? I actually would go into my account because I was so concerned, like, what are they doing? And like, one of the programmers had set me up where I was advertising in North Carolina, not in Tennessee. And it had been like a month or so. So all of that money, all of those clicks I had paid for in North Carolina, right?
Worthless.
And what it was is they had clients in North Carolina and they didn't just come out and tell me this, but I assumed it was one of these like, copy and paste kind of deals. And we're just kind of copying and pasting just to make it easy. And oh, we forgot to remove the geo tags or something, right? Didn't adjust the tags, whatever. So then that's when I reached out to Kite again. And was like, hey, could I come back? Because you seem to be the least inept of all the groups that I've been dealing with. But even then, I seriously, dude, it's always just been like this. Dadgummit, every time I change, it's like, oh my gosh,
That sounds like someone honestly with just a very minimal amount of expertise. For the start of you just starting it off and saying you have to spend $5,000 on Facebook to get any results from it, honestly just sounds like they don't even know how to program Facebook correctly. I mean, I've seen people get results off of it off of spending like even like $50 off of it. So it's entirely it's all target ads. So you can really get specific on who it picks up in front of and get results off of it relatively easy, like in respect. And also for the fact of they're cheaper than Google ads. Like they're the cheapest thing pretty much that we could get you. So like the fact that would say $5,000 is absolutely insane. That's legitimately like, that's like legitimately like what? Like, that's like 20,000 ads. So yeah, that doesn't make sense at all that he would say that. That just sounds like it was someone that really didn't have the best expertise on it and was just like, probably like did a workshop or something. And was like, you know what? I can do this and then offered it.
Well, my wife, when I told her that back then, my wife is one of those, like, just straight shooters. She just calls it like she sees it. She goes, 5,000. She goes, Steven, he doesn't want to do the work. She's like, that's why he's telling you that. He does not want to do the work.
But exactly.
He's going to give you some ridiculous price that you'll be like, okay, yeah, let's don't do that. She's like, that doesn't even make sense. She's like, I don't know how you would have to spend $5,000 to get results. She's like, that sounds absurd. She's like, that just means he doesn't want to do the work.
Yeah, probably because he just didn't know how to, or if he did, he just wanted to make it worth his while. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that's not the case with us at all. I mean, everything we've offered, everything we're going to offer you, we aren't just some third party that like maybe has a bit of expertise with them. We have partnerships with every single business we do, not just Google, not just Facebook, but Yelp, Microsoft, what have you. We don't get our hands on anything we haven't been trained by these businesses for.
So Kite, they've been helping enhance franchisees for, I don't know, say a decade, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not that long, maybe 16 or 17. Anyway, close enough, whatever. I just sound like an old dude. Like, I got to figure out exactly what year this was. I got to make sure it's right. Like my mom, she's like 80, you know, like, no, mom, it doesn't matter whether it was Wednesday or Thursday. Just tell me what you need to tell me. I don't need those. Anyway, I'm trying to avoid that. So it's almost like, well, Enhance gives them like premier status, right? Like they're, like if you buy an Enhanced franchise now, which, you know, I told you I bought mine like 13, 14 years ago.
Yeah.
If you buy now, you're automatically set up with Kite. Like it's just a default. Yep. Kite does your marketing, blah, blah, blah. Right. So there's this part of me that's a little, I mean, hesitant / worried, whatever, that, kind of understanding the nuances of what someone looking for cabinet refacing and cabinet refinishing, like how they would Google and, you know, kind of their demographics and the targeting that would need to know, like, okay, this is exactly what Steven needs with Enhance. He's looking for these customers, right?
Right.
That I would, where Kite knows that. I mean, they've got so many years and they've got so many franchises that they help. They just kind of know, like, well, whatever, they need this and that.
Right.
So how would that account manager approach, like, okay, this is what Steven's really looking for? Because if it was just anyone who says cabinet refacing, well, not all of them are my customers, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
And there's even things about my website that Enhance offers that I don't personally offer. For example, if you Google in Middle Tennessee, if you Google floor refinishing, I will come up because somewhere on my website, there's a link where it'll take you to Enhance floor refinishing, but I don't do floor refinishing. I've done it. I did it years ago. I don't do it anymore because I just don't have the manpower and I just am not interested. There's several reasons that I don't, but, and so, well, I still get calls. I get people, and the number one reason is most people that call and want a floor to be refinished, they want to change the color of their stain. Okay? Because that's kind of the point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, that makes sense.
To change the color of the stain of a floor, you have to sand it. I don't sand. That's not my process. If I did a floor, I don't own a sander. I do not sand floors. Okay.
Gotcha.
So that means 98% of the people that call asking for floor refinishing right off the bat, it's a waste of my time, a waste of their time. I have to tell them, nope. Yep. I don't do that. Sorry. I can't change the color of your floor. Okay.
Yeah.
And so a long time ago, I just decided I'm just not going to advertise for it. So the people, if I ever do a floor, which I mean, the last one I did was like 2 years ago and I hated it the whole time and I don't ever really want to do it again. But, if I ever did and gave someone the option, it would be like an existing customer that I've already worked with and they would know this is what Steven does. And we do want to do the floor. We don't need, right? I'm okay.
Yeah,
with
it's
that,
not something you want to just market out there and have people cold calling you about that are you're putting advertisement towards. Yeah. Well, that's
right.
Something I honestly
be
believe.
A weight of money, right?
Yeah, it's just because they have that contract with your franchise. So more likely than not, they have whatever account managers are over there. They essentially, whatever programming they have, I think they just kind of copy and paste it since all of y'all have the same, like, business structure.
Oh, right.
They can promote you in the same way. So they don't really edit it too much and make it personalized.
Yeah.
As for us, when we onboard you specifically, like our onboarding person is going to ask you a range of questions and ask you specific jobs and moreover keywords you want to do. And then we're going to make sure that we exclude things like that that you don't offer as well, which you can do with Google Ads, which is really great. We can exclude all the ones like the fourth refinishing. And then even off of that, once we got everything in place and we have a clear-cut idea of your business personally, we go in our own back catalogs and look at people we've worked with previously, because there's probably like hundreds, if not currently hundreds, of cabinet people we represent across the nation. And we'll look at what worked with them and integrate that to where it fits with you.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah. So it's
just
all
personalized.
Want to make
sure that,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I would assume, but I can't just assume. So no worries.
All good.
Okay. Well, there's, last thing, sorry. And sorry, this is off the top of my head. These are kind of mental notes that I made that I wanted to talk about, but I'm deriving some, like, I'm not looking at the list here, but, so I have paid Kite basically for this month. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know it may just be tough luck. You just lost your money. So if you're signing with us, you're just going to start paying us, you know. Do you do like prorating? Would you wait and like start in October? How do we do that? What's the, I mean, granted, I want the results as quickly as possible. So it's not really that big of a deal, but I just wondered how you do that. Cause I'm sure people have other companies they've been working with and have either paid them and it's like, well, let's just wait till the end of the month or whatever. So what do you do?
Yeah, so for with you, that's why I threw in that $130 credit for you, just to help you along to kind of make up for whatever.
That's what that, the first month.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to help you along, because I understand that you're making
it. We don't have to wait. You could just go ahead and just kind of start the transition and start switching things over. And.
Oh, yeah. That wouldn't be a problem at all.
Okay. And then I'm assuming like my payments would be set up on just like, you're just going to debit my card on such and such a date each month. How does that work?
Yeah. So if we got you paid up today, it'd just be every 15th of the month, you'd be charged on that reoccurring payment.
Oh, okay. 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 Well, let's do it, dude.
Awesome. Let's get it going. I'm going to start off by just getting some basic information from you. So let's get this rolling. For starters for you, Steven, what are your hours of operation looking like?
Just do Monday through Friday, like 8 to 5.
And, of course, you're licensed and insured with this business, right?
Yes.
Awesome. And what are some specific cities, counties, or zip codes you're wanting to be marketed in?
Okay, there's a little bit of, there are some specifics and there's some that don't matter. And I'm sorry, I'm going to have to be distracted for a slight second here because I have to pull up and drop off some cabinet door. I'm going to have you on the phone. So if I sound slightly distracted as I'm doing this,
no problem.
But mostly it is. Counties are easier probably because it's literally the entire county. So there's Williamson County. There's Rutherford County. And so with Enhance, you own a geography.
Mm-hmm.
And those are and I own one other county called Dixon County. Okay. Those are the counties that I own. Now, I guess it doesn't matter because it's the same thing with Kite right now. I don't advertise. So I don't technically do ads in Nashville, even though, I mean, you'd say, well, Steven, Nashville's huge and it's right there. Well, it's because my contract, I don't technically own that. And so based on my contract, I'm not supposed to advertise there, if that makes sense. Now, part of it, though, is as long as there isn't another operating franchise, it really doesn't matter. But just for me to stick by the book, we're just going to do Williamson and Rutherford and Dixon.
Okay.
Because those are the ones that I own. And I mean, most of my work is in Williamson County, so it's not that big a deal. The funny thing is, like, I do work in Davidson all the time. I just haven't had to pay for ads for that stuff because I guess I've just been around long enough. I just show up, you know, in searches.
Yeah. And these counties are perfect because we start off with like kind of a broad net, like to make sure that we're really getting after everyone we can. But down the road, we'll be able to see, as well as like the app we give you, you'll see yourself that there's specific areas that are going to be giving you work, and we'll actually target those places with an emphasis. So this is just the start of the software.
Oh, okay.
And then down the road, we'll figure out really where the places we're going to target for. So that's perfect.
Okay.
And then, Steven, I have your first name here. What is your last name?
Taylor.
Taylor.
That's what you're doing,
yeah.
And that's T-A-Y-L-O-R?
Yeah.
And your first name is spelled S-T-E-V-E-N, right?
It's P-H, actually. S-T-E-P-H-E-N.
P-H, gotcha. Perfect.
Thank you.
And then I have your billing address down here as 9.
Oh, I lost you, dude. Hey, Evan, if you can hear me, I lost you. No. No, I can dispatch that.
I got it.
Cool, thanks.
Hi, Steven. Can you hear me now?
Thanks, bud. There you are.
All right. My bad about that. I'm sorry.
Figured out might be where I'm
and then I have a billing address for you as 942 Tom Osborne Road. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, in Columbia. Yeah.
All right, great. Now, just give me one moment. I'm just putting down those discounts we had for you last week. Okay, perfect. I got those applied. So for this transaction today, what kind of card are we going to be using?
Amex.
Okay, great. And I'm ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay. See if I can remember. 3727. 280854. 51009. And the expiration is 2/29.
Great. And the CV code
and,
as well.
The fourth one right on the front is it's 8617.
Great. Now, Stephen, we do give you that business line that weeds out a lot of, like, the spam and spoof calls you would have otherwise gotten. But even with that, just because of the prominence of these scammers on the Internet, the likelihood of maybe one or two trickling through could happen. So we prevent that, like, anything bad from happening by setting up the security question. That way, if you're ever suspicious about who's calling you and you just want to make sure it's us, you just ask us this question, we'll immediately answer it for you. So for that question, we have three different options. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
The city I was born in.
And what's the answer for that?
Pensacola.
Perfect. perfect. And just one more thing I need to do before I'm actually able to process the payment. It's called our voice verification script. It's recorded for quality assurance. Just to outline the service agreement and to make sure that it's perfectly clear to you. Now, I'm going to go through that, but if at any point I'm saying anything that's just not clear to you, please feel free to stop me and I'll make sure to clarify anything you need. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
All right, great. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Do you want, well, technically Modern Wood Renewal LLC DBA Enhance.
Okay, great. And please state your name and title within the business.
Stephen Taylor, owner.
Great. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am 100% owner.
Great. And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Great. Now, if you could open up your phone contacts for me, I'm going to give you our direct line. It's going to be the only one we contact you from here on out, as well as how you contact us. You can save another the name of the business, Local Splash, and I'll give you that phone number when you're ready.
One sec.
No problem.
Okay, go ahead.
That's going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225.
Yep.
Perfect. And do you agree within the first 7 days, it's really crucial for us to get everything rolling and just get everything mapped out and programmed correctly for you. In the first 7 days, do you agree to have fluent contact with us?
Yeah.
Awesome. And do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Sorry, say that again, sir.
Essentially, if you hire on like anyone after this, like to do any type of digital marketing for you, you just let us know about it.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
All right, great. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, September 15th, 2025, in the amount of $549. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 15th day in the amount of $549. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges on your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due.
Okay.
All right, processing that now. Great. Awesome. Well, Stephen, I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you onto the Local Splash team. I really think this switch is going to be really giving you some results that you need and that you're looking for, and just the start of something for a long-lasting relationship. Now, there's just 2 things we need to do. You should have been sent a text as well as an email. It's just our terms and conditions I would need you to sign real quick, and as soon as you do that, we can go ahead and schedule your onboarding for your best convenience.
Is it coming or?
Yeah, it should be coming through here very shortly.
Wait, which email was it? That the one I gave you the other day, the Modern Wood Renewal at Gmail?
Yeah, they sent it that and also should have texted you as well.
Okay, I got the text.
Yeah, I'll say something along the lines of click here to accept subscription terms, and I'll have a link that you can click into.
Got it. Yep. Okay. Oh, do I need to sign in?
Yeah, let me send that over to you. It might have not sent that. I just texted that over to you with your sign-in credentials.
Okay, so that number, I see you online. Okay. Sorry, 1 second.
Yeah, no problem. Take your time.
Okay. Can't see.
If it's not letting you scroll down and you're on your phone,
yeah.
Try turning your phone sideways. Sometimes the long wave gets stuck like that.
Yeah, I did, and still, I can't. Yeah. I don't know what I'm not. So, do I need to put my mobile at the top there? Is that I agree to SMS messages? Is that right? And I agree that
yeah.
I'm the signer of the credit card. Okay. And then my name. Okay. Okay, see if that works. It says connect to your Google Business Profile.
Perfect. Thank you for taking care of that. That's all you needed.
Okay.
That's all you need to
okay.
do for right now. Let's go ahead and schedule your onboarding. So I could get you in this next hour. We also, because we do it in hour blocks, because like I said, it's about a 45-minute call. So we could do it like right now, like legitimately like here in like the next 4 minutes or so. Or we could do it the hour after that before we close out for the day. But we also have availability all throughout the week.
Let's do tomorrow.
Okay, what time tomorrow works for you?
How early can people do it?
So you're in Central Standard Time. We get in the office at 9 a.m.
9 Central or 9 your time?
9 a.m. Central.
Oh, okay. And then, so anytime tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, would you like to do it at 9 a.m. or would you like to do it later than that?
No, it would have to be later.
Okay.
So what about 1 o'clock?
Yeah, I could do a 1 o'clock. And this phone number we're using, Stephen, the 615-567-5510 is the best way to reach you?
Yeah.
All right, one moment. I'm just scheduling that out for us. right. I got that all scheduled for us for a 1 o'clock client interview and just onboarding. I'll actually be at the start of that. I do have a meeting right around the same time, but I'll try my hardest just to be at the start of that call. That way, just to introduce you to the specialist and get the two of you acquainted. But otherwise, there's nothing else we need to do, Steven. We're good to go again, man. I want to congratulate you and welcome you on board. I think you're going to be really satisfied with this switch.
Cool. Yeah.
Awesome.
Me too. I hope so.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I definitely know. So, yeah, I'm excited. Well, we'll call you up tomorrow at 1:00. We'll get all this rolling for you. All right.
Cool. Thanks so much, man. Have a good night.
Yeah, no problem. You too, man. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.